Right now, if you're just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning's Edition Cliff Notes. Tom DeLay has been indicted on one count of criminal conspiracy and has been forced to relinquish his House leadership post. DeLay plans to fight the charges vigorously. A conviction would mean he could no longer associate with known felons, effectively ending his leadership role in the Republican Party. Experts say due to certain peculiarities in Texas law, the possible penalties against DeLay could be converted from prison time to a re-election fundraiser barbecue. Some think more indictments against DeLay will be forthcoming, especially from Cockroach Court, which is charging him with 25 trillion counts of murder because he was an exterminator. House Democrats are considering dropping their boycott of a Republican-controlled select committee that has been examining the bungled government response to Hurricane Katrina. Democrats say they will either boycott the panel or not boycott the panel, or ideally some non-threatening, judgment-free combination of the two. An airliner in the Philippines was grounded for 13 hours because of a mouse on board the plane. Upon learning that the captain delayed the flight 13 hours to capture one mouse, the Bush administration appointed him head of FEMA. Today's phrase, drop it in the conversation. Tom DeLay was indicted for criminal conspiracy. Wake up, sheeple. How is he supposed to fight that? He's the Republican leader of the House. Criminal conspiracy is actually his job description.
All right.
All right.